Welcome to the Music Planet Road Trip, taking you all around the globe with music as your guide. And as far as South America is concerned, Beto Arcos always seems to be in the right place at the right time. And here he is, in the Uruguayan capital, Montevideo, as they're getting ready for the carnival.
Hello, I'm Beto Arcos. Greetings from Uruguay. I'm in Montevideo's Palermo neighborhood, one of the traditional and historic barrios of the Afro-Uruguayan community. It's early evening on Sunday, and a group of more than 30 drummers are rehearsing a llamada, a traditional drum parade. This group, along with many others, is participating in the annual carnival, which starts in late January and concludes on Tuesday, February 25th. Let's listen. I was invited to the Palermo neighborhood by two major figures of Afro-Uruguayan music, drummer and drum maker Fernando Lobo Núñez and legendary singer-songwriter Rubén Rada. I spent a couple hours with them talking about candombe and its history. Visiting Montevideo with them is akin to visiting London with members of the Rolling Stones. In the mid-1960s, Rubén Rada and another major figure of Uruguayan music, Eduardo Mateo, formed the group El Quinto. Rada and Mateo created a style called candombe beat, a fusion of candombe with the influence of the Beatles. In 1969, Rubén Rada recorded his first big candombe hit, a song called Las Manzanas, The Apples.
Si vitamina quieres tener ricas manzanas, debes comer. Si no madrugas, encontrarás feas manzanas y llorarás. ¿Por qué?
Si te gusta comer manzanas, son más frescas por la mañana. Si te gusta comer manzanas, son más frescas por la mañana.
That's the tune called Las Manzanas, The Apples, by the most important Afro-Uruguayan music figure, Rubén Rada. Candombe is played by everyone, black or white, rich or poor, young and old, male and female. But it wasn't always like this. In the beginning, candombe was mostly played by Afro-Uruguayans in their neighborhoods, at their events and gatherings. Let's take a listen to a rare gem, a recording that goes back to 1965, when candombe was beginning to be integrated into popular music.
Bamba, baracatum, baracatum, baracatum. Bamba, baracatum, baracatum, baracatum. Bamba.
This style of candombe is a fusion with jazz and bossa nova, created by composer Pedro Ferreira. Here's Grupo del Plata, directed by Hebert Escayola, with a candombe called La Luna Vino al Candombe, or The Moon Came to the Candombe.
La luna ya se asomó, porque quiere ver bailar, la danza que ha cautivado al moreno, haciendo todo su cuerpo vibrar. Ritmo ardiente, yo sí sé por qué, se estremece mi cuerpo al oír el repique del tambor uruguayo, que refleja mi pasión, su sentir. Pa, baracatum,
Candombe is traditionally played on three different drums, each with a different size and distinct sound. Those drums are chico, repique, and piano. Here's a group of drummers led by Gustavo Valles playing a llamada, the basic candombe rhythm. I asked drummer and drum maker Lobo Núñez to tell me about the type of drums played in candombe. And here's what he said.
De esos barriles que quedan en desuso, volvimos a hacer el instrumento con las medidas.
Lobo says, que hoy día in the beginning, the drums were made from barrels that were used for all kinds of products. Later, they started using barrels from vineyards that had been used to store wine. They started making these drums with the three different sizes, creating a traditional Uruguayan instrument, which is now played by everyone in society. This is a folklore with African origins, but today everyone takes part in it, and you can see that the people who participate are from all kinds of ethnicities. It went from being only ours, and now it's everyone's folklore. One of the first artists who introduced candombe into the mainstream was the popular folk singer Alfredo Zitarrosa. The first time I heard candombe was this song called Doña Soledad, recorded by Zitarrosa in 1968. I can't get enough of the drum rhythm and the acoustic guitars.
Mire, Doña Soledad, póngase un poco a pensar. Doña Soledad, ¿cuántas personas habrá que la conozcan de verdad? Yo la vi en el almacén peleando por un bistec. Doña Soledad, y otros dicen haga el bien, hágalo sin mirar a quién. ¿Cuántos vínteres tendrá sin la generosidad? Doña Soledad, con lo que pueda comprar el pan y el vino nada más. La carne y la sangre son de propiedad del patrón.
That's Alfredo Zitarrosa with the song Doña Soledad. By the mid-1970s, as musicians of various music styles mixed the candombe rhythm into their songs, the folkloric style became part of the national identity. Today, candombe is the national music of Uruguay. I asked Rubén Rada about candombe, and this is what he said.
Yo pienso que el candombe es el ritmo más poderoso que dejaron los africanos en América Latina.
Candombe, he says, is the most powerful rhythm left by Africans in Latin America. But it so happens that we're in between Argentina and Brazil. So it's very hard for people to listen to our music, and it's difficult to tell them about the richness of our culture. That said, one thing's for sure. Today, candombe has become one of the most sought-after rhythms for Uruguayan musicians and every other music genre: jazz, tango, rock, and pop music.
Le pedí al manzano que me hablara del amor. Le pedí al manzano que me hablara del amor. Y el manzano floreció, y el manzano floreció. Le pedí al viento que me hablara del amor. Le pedí al viento que me hablara del amor. Y el viento sopló y sopló. Y el viento sopló y sopló.
Here's pop singer Mariana Ingold with a song called El Gran Misterio, The Great Mystery. As you listen to the song, you'll notice how she incorporates the candombe rhythm into her music.
Le pedí al trueno que me hablara del amor. Le pedí al trueno que me hablara del amor. Y el cielo se estremeció. Y el cielo se estremeció. si al cielo el lobo huyó.
That was Mariana Ingold with the song El Gran Misterio, or The Great Mystery. Now a special story about Lobo Núñez. When the Rolling Stones toured Latin America 3 years ago, they played a show in Montevideo. One of the background vocalists knew about Lobo Núñez and wanted to meet him and learn about candombe and the drums. So he went to visit Lobo on his birthday, February 16, 2016, a couple hours after the concert in Montevideo. And, yep, Mick Jagger came along. A moment from that visit is included in the Rolling Stones documentary called Olé Olé. Here's Lobo's recollection of the special visit.
Y nada, le mostré todo lo que yo, el método como yo hacía los tambores, todo que quedó muy muy sorprendido, ¿no?
I showed Mick Jagger the way I make drums, and he was quite impressed. But he's the one that surprised us, and through the drums we tried to surprise him. It was an exchange of surprises. I felt he was not that pop star, but a simple musician came to visit other musicians to learn about folklore with a lot of respect. To close today's road trip in Montevideo, here's a candombe by Uruguay's biggest pop artist and Oscar winner, Jorge Drexler. The song is called Memoria del Cuero, Memory of the Skin, and it features Lobo Núñez on the piano drum and his son Noé Núñez on the repique drum.
En la bodega de un barco negrero vino el candombe prisionero. En la memoria del prisionero duerme el candombe esperando el cuero, curando el miedo y el mareo, curando el golpe del carcelero.
The lyrics say, in the hold of a slave ship came the prisoner's candombe. In the prisoner's memory, the candombe sleeps waiting for the skin, curing fear and dizziness, healing the jailer's blows. They come playing, they come playing, they come playing.
I hope you enjoy this road trip in Montevideo. Special thanks to my colleague and friend, journalist Humphrey Incillo, for his help with this story. I'm Beto Arcos. Thank you for listening.
Music by Jorge Drexler, ending that road trip to Uruguay with Beto Arcos. And remember, you can download all our road trips as podcasts through BBC Sounds.